Can going into the sauna prevent dementia and Alzheimer's?
I wonder.
Yeah.
Journal Club.
It's a brave claim.
You found this article and sent it to me.
I did.
So I printed it.
I love the sauna, so there's probably a hint, some inherent bias already there. Welcome to Talking with Docs. I'm Dr. Brad
I'm
Manning.
Dr. Paul Zaza. We have an
Okay.
article here called Sauna Bathing is Inversely Associated with Dementia and Alzheimer's Disease in Middle-Aged Finnish Men.
Finnish men? Okay,
Okay.
so we'll put the link in the description. It's a free access full article, so you can read it. And there's lots, this is not a new article. It's from like 2017, and there are lots of articles that have looked at the health benefits of sauna,
Okay.
sauna bathing.
So you're probably shocked right now. Can going in the sauna reduce your chance of getting dementia later in life?
Right.
That is the question they're trying to answer. Now, remember, this isn't a randomized controlled trial.
Not a randomized control
So
trial.
all we can show is an association.
Yes. And actually, a trial in Finland, a randomized control trial of sauna versus no sauna would be almost impossible
Yeah.
because really almost everybody uses the sauna there.
Everyone is very available there, the sauna.
But what I would say is there's significant evidence that exists that have shown measurable cardiovascular benefits of
Yes.
regular sauna.
Yeah.
And the thought is that, well, why does this work? So when you go in the sauna and you're in there, usually it's 80 to 100 degrees Celsius. 10 to 20% humidity, usually for 20 to 30 minutes. This increases your core temperature and does a bunch of different things. So the first thing is it improves your endothelial function by increasing the access or presence of nitric oxide, which dilates our blood vessels.
And you know that you get dilated, you get flushed, your blood vessels dilate, so your blood pressure goes down. It has
Right.
to go down because now there's a bigger volume there in your circulatory system.
Yep, some people say, well, when my blood pressure goes down and I'm in there, often my heart rate goes up. Yes, it goes up a nominal amount of stimulating or simulating a moderate
Yeah,
cardiovascular
sure.
exercise minus the muscular benefits. What it also does, though, and these are molecules that we're learning more about over the last kind of 20 or 30 years, are something called heat shock proteins. So what they do is they reduce the effects of chronic inflammation. There's evidence to show that when they're up, C-reactive protein levels are down, and these lead to protein repair. And then the last thing is brain-derived neurotrophic factor. So this is a factor that's increased in these heat scenarios, and this helps maintain neuronal health and regrowth.
Okay, fine. So these guys went and looked at this stuff, and what I really like about this is the length of follow-up.
Yeah.
Someone was really determined to look at this because they followed the group from 1984 to 89, and then the average follow-up was 20 years.
Right.
Not a lot of studies have a 20-year follow-up because the investigators usually die before the end of the study.
And because they're expensive. So I didn't make sense to me. Like, why is someone doing the sauna study? Is it like the sauna makers? Like, we got to prove sauna is really good so we can
No,
sell a bunch
there's
more
no
saunas.
conflicts of interest in this one.
So no. So it was the Finnish government actually, because there was a crisis in Finland in the 70s and 80s of young men dying of heart disease.
Which is probably why they started calling them Finnish if they're from Finland.
They were finished because of a whole bunch of things, and the main reason was because, well, a bunch of reasons. So their diets were very poor. They were very high in saturated fat, very low consumption of vegetables because of the location of Finland and the availability of fresh produce due to the cold weather. They did not eat a lot of vegetables. Also, they had a very, very high incidence of smoking, like more than 60% of people smoked. So they were in a crisis, and actually, a lot of people would argue that they had one of the biggest or most successful health turnarounds, like through public intervention, in history. So they were following a large group of people for heart disease. So then these people were seen every year. They had regular blood work assessments and whatnot. So that at the same time, or parallel to that study, they said, well, let's look at risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. So
Might as well.
initially, the number of people that were surveyed to be part of the study were about 3,300. About 2,300 met the criteria, like that had complete charts and that kind of stuff.
Right, the way they were diagnosed as dementia is through the hospital charts.
Yes.
So outpatient stuff might have missed, that's a limitation of the study, but mostly it's through hospital records and sort of their government-funded healthcare system database.
Right, and actually very few, and the paper talks about very few of the people were diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's post-mortem. So these were diagnosed while they were still alive. So of the 2,315 people, 123 people had dementia and 201 people had Alzheimer's, which is a rate of about 14%, which is shockingly high. And even more concerning, because this population was young and only followed for 20 years, A, some of them would have died prematurely from heart disease. So
Right.
the incidence probably is even higher.
Could be.
Right. And we know that heart disease and dementia and Alzheimer's are probably running in the same groups. Like a lot of it is the vascular system, right?
Yeah.
This is why people end up. So
What you're saying is now we're understanding dementia and Alzheimer's
run together.
Yeah, and they have an association with vasculopathy.
Yeah, like their cause or their pathophysiology is probably similar, and that's why they run together. So what are these? So they looked at people that use Asana once a week, a second group that uses Asana two or three times a week, and then a group that uses Asana four to seven times a week. A lot of people would say, well, why wouldn't you have the control group as people that never sauna?
Can't find anyone that doesn't sauna in Finland.
So in Finland, of this group of people, 12 people didn't sauna.
In that group, probably in the whole country.
Which is wild. So saunas are very accessible in Finland. It's a part of their culture. So even in lower socioeconomic status, people have access to these. So this is just part of how they live. So you had the control was really the once a week people, and then it compared to the two and three times a week people and the four to seven times.
A happy meal there is hamburger, fries, and sauna.
That's right. So what did they find? So they found that the people that used the sauna two or three times a week compared to once a week had a 22% lower risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. But more interesting, the group that saunaed four to seven times a week versus the group that did it once a week, there was a 66% reduction in the incidence of Alzheimer's and dementia.
Incredible.
Like two-thirds.
Incredible reduction.
It's wild.
Now, remember, this is over 20 years. This was 84, 89. So basically, if you haven't been saunaing your whole life, you better buy a time machine and get in the sauna. No, this is an association that is shown between
it's
the two,
causation.
Right? And although they did, you might say, well, the people who sauna probably didn't have diabetes and heart disease and all those things. They tried to control for all those factors.
Yes, they did multivariate analysis where they controlled for all those things. Smoking, diabetes, weight, LDL, because that was measured for the heart disease study.
The one thing I couldn't find in the paper is if they try to account for different levels of activity, because presumably you think, oh, people with sauna after they go to the gym, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe the people that sauna were more active physically.
Possibly.
But one thing they do suspect is just the act of relaxation in the sauna itself has a big role to play in the mental health and the lack of development of Alzheimer's and dementia and the cardiovascular benefits.
Right, and it can be a little bit social.
Yes.
I mean, often it's typically quiet, but some people are talking. But yeah, reducing your stress, being more mindful, all those things we talk about in the pillars of health, not just those specific physiological measures of lowering your blood pressure.
Right.
So what does this mean?
Full disclosure first, I've been in a sauna like three times in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you find it too hot?
I'm not a big fan of the sauna.
But what don't you like about it?
It's too hot.
Yeah. So, no,
I'd rather be outside in the sun on a beach on a hot day like that.
Right. But what about in the winter?
Well, I'd rather go somewhere hot. No, I don't. I'm not a big sauna. I'm just saying. I'm not. So,
yeah,
if
so,
I start forgetting things, that could be why.
So we're like, we have
now.
We have a sauna outside, and I love the sauna. Hotter the better. That's how I am in the summer here, too.
Right.
So what's the take-home message? So if you have a family history of dementia or Alzheimer's, you know, do you go out and buy a sauna because that's going to reduce your risk?
Yeah.
In the genetic side, that might not make a difference, but this is one modifiable variable or an activity that you can do that potentially has the ability to reduce
potentially. Remember, this is an association.
Right.
But remember, and I think in the context here in North America, the sauna is closely associated with some kind of physical activity.
Agreed.
Typically, because you find them in the gyms and things like that.
Yeah.
So maybe consider making it part of your workout plan.
Yes.
You go to the gym, then go to the sauna after.
Yeah.
If you think you're at higher risk of dementia or Alzheimer's.
What I'd say is that if you liked a sauna, leave a comment. Let us know what you think about the sauna. Like it, hate it, whatever.
Maybe you watch this video in the sauna.
Make sure. Oh, and that temperature has to be at your face too, because if there's benches there, you know, the higher you go up on the bench, the more
hotter.
The temperature goes up.
Yeah.
You'll notice that down at the floor, it's cooler.
That's me.
So you want to,
you're lying on the floor.
You're lying on the ground.
Loving the sauna.
But if you like this video, please like it, subscribe to our channel, share it with someone that you think maybe needs to get in the sauna.
Remember, you are in charge of your own health.
We'll see you next time.